does the government determine when to reopen, you know, the district and other areas?
Well, I would say in Manhattan, you're talking about God knows how long until things get back to normal.
Absolutely. Yet you have no idea. And, I mean, you're talking about the center of the financial district of the world that is gone, that is destroyed.
And the sad thing about this is that I think even if you reach a point today when you think it's over,
right.
And I know that Buzz has just told us there are four more planes in the air, you don't know if it's over.
You don't know.
Right. You can't fight against an unknown opponent. You can't fight against someone you don't know.
Right.
So at what point is tomorrow, do you say to you guys, hey, government workers, all you GSers, go back?
I don't think certainly this week, the rest of this week, and perhaps the rest of this month, you're going to see things back to normal.
I want to go to Chris from Connecticut, who says he can now see the smoke from the World Trade Center all the way in Connecticut. Chris, where are you from in Connecticut, Chris?
I'm from Stamford.
And you can see it there?
I can see the smoke on 95 heading south. If you come through Stamford and some parts of Greenwich, you could see the smoke out in the distance.
Christ's sake.
And, you know, thank the good Lord, I might have been down there today if it wasn't for my wife needing to go to the doctor.
Say a prayer for the people that were, okay, Chris?
Excuse me, gentlemen. The D.C. police say that a plane, presumably their hijacked plane, is now headed at a high rate of speed up the Potomac River. They say the plane is moving at a high rate of speed up the Potomac River across Washington, D.C. We'll let you know as soon as we hear anything.
All right, so if it's going up the Potomac, it's going towards...
It's going towards the National Airport.
Right. Okay, let's go to Don, who's on the air. Our phone number again, the only number you can get us today is 212-757-1027. It's the Don and Mike Show on WNEW and on WJFK. Don, hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
How we doing all right, my friend?
Some of the eyewitnesses in D.C. said that it was an American airline that crashed in the Pentagon. I kind of found that ironic that they used American that crashed in the Pentagon and the two that were the World Trade Center were also American. How... That's
well,
kind of ironic that they used American Airlines.
It should be mentioned that there are reports of two United Airlines planes that were hijacked.
Yeah, I think we know of two American Airlines crashes. We know of one United crash, and United fears that another crash is pending. What isn't clear at this point, except for that the first jet was an American Airlines jet crashing into the World Trade Center, we don't know yet for sure whose jets crashed where.
And to that point, aren't we giving these guys too much credit to think, whoever it is, to think, okay, they picked 911. One as the day, and they're going to fly American Airlines planes.
No, I think that the planes that were hijacked were the planes they could hijack.
Yeah, right. And that was my point.
Was
that's why I don't think 911 was a significant day.
I don't either.
And I don't think that it was an American Airlines plane into an American building. You're absolutely right. It's the planes that were flying this morning.
And they're going to have to look at the security considerations around that.
Right.
That will be part of the investigation.
People
when all
tend
this
to look for
out.
Coincidences. I think as a kind of comfort, you know, Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's, you know, none of that stuff applies here yet.
Charlie, New Jersey. Hi, you're with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
All right.
My question for you, I guess when all the dust settles and, you know, everything clears, do you think that warrants us to attack any well-known terrorist areas or in the Middle East?
I think if we get definitive proof who did it, I mean, I think I speak for everybody now. God damn, we come down on them hard.
We've done it before. We've
killed
these guys before, and everybody's filled with anger.
Yeah, but we've got to have definitive proof.
You can't go out.
Who did this?
You know, we're talking about loss of innocent life, and you don't, you know, create loss of innocent life for loss of innocent life. I think what you do is, you know, what's been done before. You're going to have to change the way we protect this country.
Charlie,
we're very relaxed.
Thank you for the call. Charlie, we're going to go to Holly now, who's on Army-Navy Drive in Virginia. Holly, hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to you since I was probably 10 years old, you know. Hell of a time to call you, though. Yeah, I was here, like, slightly after it happened at the Pentagon. It's freaking incredible. Traffic is backed way up. The smoke is still really visible where I'm at now.
So you can still
and it just covered Arlington.
You can still see the smoke from the Pentagon?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Here you go. I got a live shot on CNN. Yeah, it doesn't look as bad as it did before, but there was smoke still coming, pouring out of the middle of the Pentagon.
So part of it collapsed, not the entire structure. Right.
I was here before they closed down all the traffic, so, I mean, you could get up close, you know, but now they've pretty much closed everything down. It's just stagnation on the roads. Can't do anything.
All right,
but
thank you.
Crazy.
Holly, thank you. Thanks for the call, honey. Let's go to Andrew in New York. You with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing okay.
My name is Andrew Wilkinson. I'm calling you from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, yeah. Andrew.
Hi. I saw both buildings go down because we were on the roof over here in Brooklyn, right across from the bridge.
Right.
My question, and somebody has to come straight with this. How many, 8 planes were hijacked today, right?
Right, at least.
One plane gets hijacked in the country. We all know about it. How can 8 planes get hijacked? There's no warning or anything, okay? Nobody knows anything. There's no radio reports, nothing. Now we're getting all these reports afterwards saying, hey, United's missing one plane and America's missing two after the fact.
Well,
where
you
was
know,
the early warning?
Let me tell you, that's what the investigations are for. And you know, there are so many unanswered questions.
I agree with you, Andrew. I had the same question myself.
You're going to have to wait to you know, see what happened, what broke down, and why weren't these hijackings reported. If indeed, did we have a report of the FBI knowing about
this? The FBI was investigating a hijacking prior to the very first crash this morning. They were already on the case. Why they weren't able to stop it, or if anybody could have stopped it at that point, remains to be seen.
Now, one more thing. We were on the roof when the first plane hit. Now, we're standing there, and we saw the second plane, and we're like, hold on a second. Have you heard anything yet? And we're like, no. Well, look at that plane. It's getting kind of close. And it hit, and I mean, come on now. You're telling me you got 3 major airports in the New York City area. You got the one in Jersey. You got LaGuardia and you got Kennedy. Nobody was tracking these planes?
No, you know, and listen, we got to run. Thank you for the call. I had the same thought as I was watching the Channel 4 helicopter today. They were showing the first Trade Center burned out and speculating as to, well, maybe it was an errant plane. We don't know if it's terrorists. And you can see from the right-hand part of the screen the second plane directly coming at the second World Trade Center.
And it's become apparent that not only the planes but the bombs at the base of the towers did the damage. And, you know, you're talking about a full-scale attack on the World Trade Center towers with the planes and with the explosives at the base. The questions that everybody has, the anger that everybody has, you're going to have to wait and find out where the lapses were, where the breakdowns were. Because right now, with the situation being what it is, we don't have those answers, and I'm sure the authorities that are investigating this don't have those answers either.
New York police now say this is a war zone. Manhattan is like a war zone. D.C. has been closed down. The government employees have been let go. You're listening to Don and Mike, WNEW and WJFK. You can call us at 212-757-1027. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on the air with Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Anthony, right? Right now, how do you think this will affect our foreign policy towards the Middle East?
This affects every aspect of the United States government. It affects every aspect of police and security and the FBI.
Yeah.
This country has changed forever. And what you have to realize is that things will never be the same. I don't see how they possibly could be.
They can't be the same at this point. We can never, and it will be months, maybe years before we get over this. Try to picture this, if you will. I was strolling last night, a very mild evening at South Broadway. It's hard to imagine that right now, as we speak, people are feeling their ways because they can't see, because the ash and the smoke and the dust is so dense, they can't see. They're feeling their way across Lower Broadway today as they try to get out of the area.
You cannot imagine this. And if you're watching CNN, you know, to an extent when you watch TV, here's the thing. We've been desensitized
to
this type of stuff because we've seen it in the movies.
Right.
And when you're watching TV, to an extent, and I felt this today when I watched the World Trade Center, the planes going to the Trade Center, on TV, I felt, that's awful.
Right.
It wasn't until I left my apartment building, I got out on the street, and my doorman said, hey, look, right over there.
Right.
And then this was hours ago before it really hit the fan.
Right.
Out on the streets of New York right now, to say you're watching it on TV and you're realizing what's happening, you don't.
You know, it's having my brother-in-law who works, you know, does not work regularly in the World Trade Center, but comes down to New York, and not knowing and, you know, wanting to call my sister to find out. Everybody that's got this situation going right now, that's the tough part. And those are the people I'm concerned about.
And let me say to you and to Buzz and to Rob, to all of you guys, We're not breaking for commercials. If you want to leave and take a break,
right. Take a bathroom break. Right
go
now.
Ahead, take a break. I'll stay here. You go ahead and do this.
Vice versa. So you can.
Yeah,
I know your bladder's getting full.
I got Ken on top of my situation. I'm fine with the calls buzzing.
Very good. We want to help out the authorities here by saying that first of all NYPD personnel are being called to work, and that includes the operators and the 911 workers. And right now, if you can believe this, retired NYPD officers, retired officers from the New York Police Department are being asked to report to Midland Avenue and Capabana Boulevard in Staten Island and report to Ed Royce there. Retired NYPD officers meet Ed Royce on Midland Avenue on Staten Island.
All right, thank you, Buzz. It's the Don and Mike Show on WNAW and WJFK. You can reach us at 212-757-1027. We do have CNN going here. We do have 1010 Winds piped into our studio. As soon as President Bush comes on TV, as soon as United Airlines, American Airlines makes a statement, we will give it to you live, and we are taking your phone calls. Joe, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, yes, how you doing?
I'm driving
down the LIE.
Yes, Joe.
And sitting out here in Huntington, you can see the smoke all the way out here.
On the LIE. Now, if you're coming in, coming in or going out of town today, in New York, you're screwed. George Washington closed.
The
Brooklyn Bridge closed.
A couple of bridges are closed still, and earlier they all were. But right now I understand that the Queensbound side of the Triborough Bridge is open. Traffic is being diverted in many locations and is jammed up on the LIE and elsewhere here in New York.
All right,
well,
thank you.
They are closing the LIE and the Northern State to emergency vehicles only.
Right. Gotcha. All right, thank you. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you got stuff about kids at school? Steve.
Yeah, they're going to be closing down in Nassau and Suffolk County school districts are going to be closing down.
All right, now see, this is where I think as a parent, this is where it gets me feeling nutty that if you're a parent and you're in the city and you can't get out and you have to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge and they're letting your kid out of school, that's where you got to be going crazy thinking,
right.
Is my kid going to get home by himself, by herself?
Right.
Yeah. How do you handle that situation?
I am sure that at these schools what you're going to do is have a situation where the kids that aren't picked up, where, you know, if you have the transportation, that's going to get the kids to their homes. But if it's parents picking up children, I'm sure that these schools will have certain contingencies to have the kids watched until, you know, they can get in touch with their parents.
Right, now, I understand that we can go to calls via Slow Joe.
This is an experiment. It should work. All signs point that they should be able to press
all
the
button. Signs point to, yes.
Yes.
Let's go to, let's see if we take a call from D.C. on our regular line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm out on 295, right at Bowling Air Force Base.
Yeah, that was a bad sell.
Right.
But I do think now we have a second set of phone lines up. But, Joe, punch another one up, and let's see if we can take another one on 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is terrible. This is a terrible tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
I was up on Mount St. Albans, as you know, that's the highest point in D.C. And Erie out of the city.
The reception on that cell is awful. I think we're gonna have to stick with our main number here in New York.
Absolutely.
At 212-757-1027. Randy. Line 11, is this Randy? No, I'm sorry, I don't know who this is. Oh, here he is. Randy. Hi, Randy, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right.
I was working at the Monmouth Mall in Eatontown, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
We went up on the roof because we're doing a building over there.
Yeah.
You could see the smoke from there. And, I mean, that's 30, 40 miles away from New York City.
Right.
And you got like 100 people working in this building because they're doing a renovation. And a lot of people just left. They went home. You know, they're worried about their families and friends that work there. I have a friend that works on Wall Street. I've been trying to call him for hours. I can't get in touch with him.
Yeah, I think, and I was just talking about that with the kids in school, I think that now is going to hit people. The people who are not directly affected by this tragedy, you immediately think, oh, my God, if it's happened in New York, if it's happened in D.C., maybe it could happen where I live. I got to get to be with my family. I got to call and make sure my family's okay.
And whether you have somebody involved in this tragedy at the World Trade Center, it affects all of us like nothing. Because when, you know, the first attack took place and did not do the significant damage that this attack has done, now that it has been, what, I hate to say the word successful, but a successful terrorist attack, you're going to get everyone affected by this. And I know that it doesn't matter whether you have anybody involved in it at all.
Just to bring people up to speed a little bit, 10,000 emergency workers have been called to the scene of the collapse of the World Trade Center towers here in New York. As you may have heard earlier, part of the Pentagon collapsed today as a plane hit that. The government now says that United Airlines plane that went down near Pittsburgh took 54 lives. President Bush, of course, has called this a terrorist attack, has called for the prayers of all Americans for the victims of it and a full investigation. All federal buildings and the United Nations have been evacuated across the country today, and the FAA has grounded all U.S. flights. Any incoming transatlantic flights are being diverted still to Canada.
Buzz, we're going to go live now to a briefing at Logan Airport in Boston. Of course, that's where one of the planes that was hijacked originated from.
What is the code Fort Knox? We report the employees screaming Fort Knox around the time that the plane went into the
boat. I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean have any connotation here at Logan Airport.
What about planes that are flying in here? Are they being rerouted somewhere else?
Aircraft were flying into Logan Airport. We did take some arrivals, and now since the airport is shut down, these flights will be diverted to Canada.
They're not taking flights either, would you?
There seems to be some kind of problem with that connection there.
No, I think it's just the people in the crowd who
trying to get the microphones on the reporters that are asking the questions.
You can hear the guy from Logan Airport fine.
Either public transportation or their own transportation out of the airport. Leaving the airport? No.
How long do you anticipate the airport to be closed?
It's indefinite at this time. We'll be meeting with the FAA. We'll be conducting analysis of our intelligence that we have. We'll make a determination later on this afternoon.
Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles is one of the hijacked planes that was run into the World Trade Center. Another flight from Dulles Airport in D.C. to Los Angeles has been hijacked. Has that one crashed? Is that the one that crashed in Pennsylvania?
It's difficult to keep track of all of those. The one you just mentioned, and that was on its way from Boston to L.A., had 81 passengers and 11 crew on board. Flight 77 from Dulles had 58 passengers and 6 crew aboard. Both were on their way to Los Angeles. United Flight 93, headed from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco, crashed near Somerset, Pennsylvania today. No known survivors is what we're hearing so far. And United says it is momentarily deeply concerned about the status of Flight 175, also from Boston to Los Angeles.
All right, now listen, I mean this seriously, and I know the movie was just out and everything. Do you think that this day goes down in history as being remembered like a Pearl Harbor type day?
Absolutely. You could not possibly imagine the extent of this tragedy. This is our generation's Pearl Harbor today, and it's the problem is you don't have that country to look at in its entirety and say, this is the enemy, this is who we fight. That's what terrorism is all about. That's the problem with it. That's the reason why these individuals can get into the country and do something like this. That's it, absolutely done. I think this is our generation's Pearl Harbor. I think once we're reporting on this and we're talking about this as it happens right now, but when this all plays out and you see the results of this, I think this will make Pearl Harbor pale in comparison.
Absolutely.
All right, Don and Mike Show, 1027 WNEW New York.
Buzz, what do you have about the Centers for Disease Control?
1067 WJFK Washington.
I just want to add a couple other things. Israel has evacuated all of its missions around the world. President Bush is flying back from, I don't know how, but is returning from Florida, canceling his schedule there to focus on this. In Chicago, as you suggested earlier, Don, the Sears Tower has been evacuated. And as Mike just asked about, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta has been evacuated. It had been preparing bioterrorism teams in case that was to become a problem.
You know, and furthermore, I would say throughout America, I would evacuate. I mean, I don't want to panic here, but I'd evacuate the St. Louis Arch.
Yep.
I would evacuate.
Yeah,
I mean, all of your major American tourist type sites. I would go as far as say, listen, shut down Disneyland today.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Might as well.
Let's go back to the phones. We got tons of people here. Don and Mike Show, WNEW, WJFK. Pearl Harbor yielded 2,338 fatalities.
That answers your question.
Yeah, and we already know that just from the people in the World Trade Center, You got to think, if 40,000 people working there,
mm-hmm.
you know, Pearl Harbor had 2,338 fatalities. That was it?
That's it.
For the first day when the Japanese bombed us?
There were 1,177 dead crewmen that are listed on the memorial, but all those mortally wounded total 2,330.
2,300 on December 7th.
There's a question in my mind right now, and that question is, when the planes hit the buildings, the World Trade Center towers, did they... I hope that they were able to get some people out of that building and do it quickly. And that's the main question that's in my mind right now, and I'd like to have that question answered.
Well, you would think on the lower floors, you would
think.
Absolutely, and I can tell you that most, if not all, of the people in the lower floors of the first tower that was struck mm-hmm. were evacuated. What has happened in the second tower, I don't know. At this point, as you know, both towers collapsed, and right now, as a public service, we'd like to ask all plastic surgeons and burn specialists in the New York City area to report to St. Vincent's Hospital on 11th Street
repeat that again.
Are you going to call your own personal plastic surgeon?
I'm going to let him go today so we can focus on this. Again, burn specialists and doctors specializing in plastic surgery being asked to report to St. Vincent's on 11th Street. Obviously, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there.
Rebecca, hi, you're on WNEW, WJFK with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, you guys are doing a great job. The reason I called was I just heard it on another radio station. All the blood banks in New York are asking people to donate blood because they're lacking tremendous amounts of blood.
Yeah, I think Buzz had that also. Buzz had mentioned something to that effect also. But obviously, if you're in the city, stay in the city to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the suburbs, you know, right, they go somewhere in the suburbs.
The Red Cross will get it into town and get it where it's needed, wherever you are today in the U.S. and within the
look for where they need you and donate blood.
Blood is always needed all across the country. Today would be an especially good day to give, no matter where you live.
Johnny, hi, you're on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Johnny. Let's get the water supplies. They should have the water supplies protected. The reservoirs right now, right? Has anyone looked into that?
I don't know what's more ridiculous, the fact that you're asking about the reservoirs or that I'm seeing now on CNN, under their headline that says America Under Attack, they're interviewing Tom Clancy.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine a more ridiculous situation? Okay. It is only the biggest disaster in 50 years in America.
I mean, this is when you don't want speculation. This is when you want to get as much information as you can.
You don't
report. As I always say to these guys in these circumstances, report. Get some facts out.
You don't want a guy who writes books. Rob, get me Elmore Leonard on the phone.
Right.
Elmore Leonard immediately. I love his book, Get Shorty.
Harrison Keillor on line 3.
Let's get him. Buzz, you got anything or should I go to a call?
Just the latest report from Washington, D.C., that military jets are combing across the Capitol area, apparently in an attempt to screen out that D.C. plane, which, as hard as it is to believe, is apparently still headed toward D.C. What the status of that plane is, I don't know, but I do know that military planes are constantly fanning back and forth across the Capitol area.
All right, let's go to John in D.C., who was working, you know, they're constantly renovating the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving it a facelift. John was working on the Kennedy Center today, right down by the Rock Creek Parkway. Johnny, you're on the air. Hi. Yep, just lost him.
Mm.
Just lost him. He had something to say, too. Let's go to, I don't know who this is. Hi, Donna Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Lori, actually. I'm calling from Manhattan.
Yes, hi, Lori. You're on NEW.
Hi, yes. I'd like to know if you can tell me if the 59th Street Bridge is open for walkovers.
Hey,
I know
you
mentioned
you
that the Brooklyn Bridge is.
Joe.
Oh, hold on. Joe?
All right.
Yeah, Dad, I got Bart on the line.
Oh, you got my kid on the line?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, hey, hold on a second. Buzz, will you find out about the 59th Street Bridge? I promise we'll find out.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Hello, son.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, hola, did you get my email?
Yeah, but where's mom?
Do you want to talk to me off the air?
No, it's
mom's fine. Listen, I tell you what, why don't you go on hold for a second, okay?
No, it's fine.
All right, but yeah, you got my email? Yeah, mom's fine, I'm fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Mom's on her way back home.
In a while, I might call you to get permission to drive home. Today, you have permission to drive home.
Yeah, listen, hey, Barty, just hold on a second. Joe, give Bart the hotline here. And, Barty, I want you to call me right back, because I'll go in the other room and take the call, okay?
Okay.
All right, just have, go on hold for a second. Okay. Yeah, this is. I mean, listen. That's real life. That's my kid.
Absolutely.
He's at school.
You know, the people here in New York that are in the city are being asked to donate blood. We are trying to get updates on the ways out of the city. A lot of people, as Buzz mentioned before, were actually walking across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Did you find out about the 59th Street Bridge?
We're checking on it now.
All right, let's go to David in New York on NEW and JFK. David, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, we're okay, thanks.
Oh gosh, guys, this is such a tragedy.
It sure
speaking,
is.
You know, I'm 27 years old and. Never in my life. This is the most tragic, most awful thing that I couldn't even imagine. It's frightening. I'm right here in Brooklyn. Just wanted to address what you're talking about earlier about desensitivity in television. I mean, you're absolutely right. I heard it first on the radio this morning of the sport guys and turned on the television and watched about an hour, but then I went outside to go walk around. And I implore people to put on their earphones and listen to radio and just turn off the television and go out and talk to people. People are very emotional out there, especially people who haven't seen anything. People who are in stores are really crying, and I really want to talk to people and really want to know what's going on. And I'm going to hang up right now and just go give blood myself.
All right, that's great. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay, hold on. Bear with me. Paul. Hi. Paul, New York, you're on the air with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Or Joe. I'm sorry, it's Joe.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. We're doing great.
Yeah, I had an uncle. I hope I still have an uncle. He was supposed to be working in a different section of Manhattan, and they sent him. They had an office in the World Trade, and they sent him there at 8 o'clock this morning.
Aye, aye, aye.
And one of the worst things, my wife used to work in the World Trade, the second, she said there was a daycare center in the second building.
You know what, that makes me think of Oklahoma City. I don't even want to hear that.
Well,
no.
You know, it's going to be, you're going to get stories like this coming out.
That I don't want to hear.
But the strange thing, my dad works for the government still, and he says that there's been reports to them that the reason why the Pennsylvania plane went down is because they think that the terrorists couldn't get control of the plane and that people were fighting back in the plane.
Yeah, and I would not be surprised.
Because if you're going to die, screw that. These freaks are going to go, you know, if you're going to die, you're not going to let them take out that more people, you know?
That situation, that scenario, although I know all we're doing is speculating here, which is something that we really don't like the networks to do, but I wouldn't doubt that's the situation. If you
wonder why the planes went down, you know, they probably had targets that were intended.
Let's go to Chris in D.C. on WJFK. Hi, you're with Don and Mike. Hello, Chris.
I'm not in D.C. I'm in New York, actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Chris.
I'm on 84. I go to school in Sussex County, New Jersey, and they sent all us home, too.
Okay.
All the way out there. And the thing about Tom Clancy, the thing about that is he wrote a book about terrorist planes going into the Capitol and the Pentagon.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's like you have the worst disaster in 50 years, and the best you can do is to call Dr.
Seuss. Yeah, totally.
The only thing I would say.
Another thing, I heard about that other plane in Washington.
Yeah.
I heard on another radio station where they had ABC on that there are F-16s out to seek and destroy that plane.
Right. Yep, Buzz had that also.
The only thing I was going to tell about Tom Clancy is because of the basic, he does have, I don't like speculation, and that's probably all it was. And because he has a working knowledge of the way that modern terrorism is being fought, because he has researched it, that's probably why they were talking to him. Do I think it's a good idea? No. I think right now they ought to be getting facts out and trying to report the facts and get information to people, especially here in New York City, as far as where people can go to help out, to donate blood, and to do what they can.
I'll go to Paul now in New York. Paul, hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You said something about you didn't know if you could go over the 59th Street Bridge.
Yeah, we didn't. We don't know.
Yeah, somebody on the street asked somebody if they could, and somebody else answered them, and they said that they could.
Now, can you drive over it or just walk over it?
Just walk over it.
Okay.
There really is no cause going around. And I just wanted to say that the terrorists have us exactly where they want us. Seriously, they want us to attack back. So we should give them. If President Bush is listening to this, we should give them a taste of their own medicine.
Well, you know, I think we've discussed this. I think most Americans feel the same way. If we can find out definitively who's behind this,
but
you can bet we will retaliate.
And I will tell you, we've had that before.
Don't do it with nuclear warheads, though.
Where we've tried to find people. The more important factor is, I think at this stage of the game, what's going to come out of this is how in the name of God, do we protect ourselves in this country? How do we secure our borders? And I mean, you know, you joke about the wall.
Build a wall.
I'll tell you right now, it's just amazing how we live in such an open society, and that's why I think something like this can happen. And what's going to come out of this is we're going to have to develop a new game plan as far as how to protect our citizens.
Bill in New Jersey, hi. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hi, Don?
Yeah, hi.
How you doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. I was actually in Newark when it happened. I go to law school down there. I saw pretty much the entire thing. It stuck to my stomach. What I can tell you is this. I have an uncle that works in the Port Authority for New York and New Jersey. He works at Newark Airport.
Yeah.
And at the point that the second plane crash happened, all of the bottom levels of the second trade tower were evacuated within about 10 to 15 minutes, he said.
Wow.
Which means that the loss of life in there hopefully has been, you know, reduced.
Good. Well, that is maybe some good news.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
He said that at this point, 3 or 4 days before the airport's open again.
All right. Yeah. All right. At the very least. Our phone number where you can reach us is 212-757-1027. It's the Don and Mike Show today, WNEW 1027 New York City and 106.7 WJFK FM Washington, D.C. Buzz, we are going to do a break here. Do you have anything before the break?
Nothing new to report. We'll keep gathering information.
All right, then we are going to take a brief break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern mornings, Don and Mike middays, Opie and Anthony afternoons, the sports junkies at night, and the Washington Redskins. Washington Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
Where are you? Are you tired of all the hidden charges that can add up so fast? Do you wish you had a way to control or eliminate the fees you have to pay, especially for basic things like banking? We are Wachovia, and we are here to tell you about a checking account that can actually free you from fees. Wachovia Access Now Checking. It requires no minimum balance and includes a free Wachovia check card, free Wachovia ATM use, automated telephone, and online banking at no extra charge. And speaking of free, for a limited time, when you open Access Now Checking, you'll get your first box of Wachovia exclusive style checks free. Wachovia Access Now Checking. Freedom from fees. Visit a branch near you or call 1-800-WACOVIA for more information. Wachovia. Let's get started. Wachovia Bank is a member FDIC, account subject to approval. Wachovia charges a fee for the use of non-Wachovia ATMs.
Running a trencher is a tough job. You have to know the machine, where each line needs to be installed, and how deep it needs to be placed. And that's the easy part. The hard part is knowing where utility lines already are and how to work around them. Thankfully, you can leave that to Miss Utility. Miss Utility notifies all member utilities involved in your project to come mark their lines. Just follow their guidelines, and you won't have to worry about breaking the law, being fined, disrupting service to neighborhoods or even entire communities, or risking injury to yourself and those around you. So dig with care, Virginia. That means call before you dig at 1-800-257-7777. Allow required time for marking, respect the marks, and excavate carefully. Check us out on the web at MissUtilityOfVirginia.com, and please always dig with care. It's the law. This message is brought to you by the Virginia State Corporation Commission.
International Motor Saab in Falls Church, Virginia is renovating its showroom, and everything is coming down. Walls are coming down, ceilings are coming down, and the prices and interest rates are coming down. Interest rates are coming down as low as 0% APR on remaining 2001 9.3s and the acclaimed 9.5 sedans and wagons, which have received the Consumer Digest Best Buy and the Euro NCAP 5-star safety rating. Leases are coming down as low as $299 per month on a brand new 2001 Saab 9.3 Turbo for 36 months. The only thing left to come down is you. To International Motors Saab in Falls Church, Virginia, just call 703-534-7222. That's 703-534-SAAB. 0% APR cannot be combined with other Saab offers and excludes 9.3 Biggin. Lease based on MSRP of $29,170, 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Cap cost reduction of $19.99 and bank fee of $5.95 due at lease inception. Rate included, tax tax additional. Offer ends 9/30/2001.
In the time it takes to watch half a dumb sitcom, you could be doing something valuable, reducing your car insurance rate. Call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Welcome, what is it you seek?
Oh, wise and powerful sage.
Yeah?
I seek the answer to... Hey, wait a minute. You're a greyhound dog.
You were expecting what, a llama?
Well, I...
He's on leave. Besides, the answer you seek is a Greyhound super-friendly fare. With it, you will achieve freedom to travel to thousands of places for as low as $49 when you plan ahead.
You, like, see all this?
I see all things in black and white.
Super-friendly fares from $49. Call, walk in, or log on for details. Conditions apply.
If you think you've seen some wild rock and roll stories on VH1, you ain't seen nothing yet. Producing Strange Frequency. Every week, different stories, different stars, different victims. Hosted by Roger Daltrey.
Who are you?
VH1 Strange Frequency. Rock and roll's Twilight Zone. Every Saturday night at 10, 9 Central.
I think you're dead now.
Only on VH1. Another My VH1 Primetime Weekend Premiere.
Infinity Broadcasting WJFK FM Manassas, Washington, D.C. Partnered with TMR, a Sun Microsystems I-4 systems provider of storage solutions.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like a butcher sharpening up his meat cleaver, our job is to cut the fat. Not pork loins or prime ribs, mind you, but car insurance bills. You could save 15% or more with some of the leanest rates possible. And we throw in a few extras, too, like complete 24-hour service. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. It's the filet mignon of car insurance at a hamburger price. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Let's dance it. 1 minute, your schedule is packed. Next, it's looser than cream corn. What's a time-crunched globetrotter to do? Well, simmer down now. Just hightail it to Priceline.com, name your own price, for airfare to the destination of your dreams, and usually get your answer in 15 minutes or less. Priceline.com. Relieve stress on contact.
Save up to 40% or more on airline tickets. Priceline.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Lee Curtis for VoiceDream. It seems your wireless company thinks you're nocturnal. Why else would they restrict your calls during the day and give you way too many minutes to use at night? Seriously, you're not a bat. You don't sleep upside down during the day. So why do most wireless calling plans give you a ton of minutes you can use at night, but not enough time to talk during the day?
With VoiceDream's Get More plan, you get the most minutes that are truly useful. They're called Whenever Minutes, and they're good 24/7.
Hey! That'll let me talk whenever I want, which is pretty often. I like the sound of that.
For a limited time, we'll give you 600 nationwide whenever minutes, plus 2,000 weekend minutes for $39.99.
I think it might be time to reconsider your calling plan. You need to get yourself some whenever minutes, so you can talk about whatever you want, whenever you want.
Need more information? Go to voicestream.com or call 1-888-STREAMS. Some restrictions and limitations apply. See printed materials and VoiceStream stores for complete details.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. 106.7 WJFK.
Geronimo and Michael Mara, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back. I was kind of a CF.
Well, you know, we're doing the very best we can. We took a short break for everybody to get their act together and bathroom breaks, phone calls, as best as anybody can make a phone call on day of tragedy.
I think for a brief moment there, you might have been hearing commercials from Washington and New York, both on the air at the same time.
We apologize for that, and we also apologize for taking a break in the first place, but we did have to do that. And, you know, we really are reacting to these developing stories. And right now, do you have anything that's the latest, Buzz? No, I'm waiting to hear the latest on that D.C. plane. I can tell you right now, here in New York City, doctors and nurses are being asked to report to the hospitals in Jersey City, New Jersey. Many of the victims being taken across the river to Jersey City. So all doctors and nurses who work in Jersey City are being asked to report right now.
I do know that Mayor Giuliani will be addressing New York in a moment. We will carry live coverage of that.
You may have already missed it. I just heard some taped comments from the mayor in which he said he does not know of any casualty figures yet, but that he expects it to be a horrendous number of casualties.
Craig came in and said he thought he's going to make a giant.
He may be speaking again. The tape I may have heard, the tape that I did hear, may have been to an individual radio station.
Gotcha. The Don and Mike Show, we're in New York today at WNEW, also simulcast on WJFK. This is the only number to call us on today, 212-757-1027.
What you just said, what?
We just heard the report of a possible explosion at or near the U.S. Supreme Court. There was a report of a dull thud in the area and the sense that there has been an explosion there, so I'll be checking on that. Military planes are still combing across the capital area of Washington, D.C., and we still don't know the status of that hijacked police plane.
All right, and while all of this is going on, for the people in New York, for the most part, if you're in the city,
I know that many people are asking you to donate blood.
Yeah, and you can't get out. I mean, you can take the Brooklyn Bridge, the 59th Street Bridge, but you got to walk.
Right. Buzz had a message for doctors. I remember that before, that plastic surgeons, you had that on the
plastic
upper left.
Plastic surgeons are needed at St. Vincent's. Many victims have been taken to St. Vincent's Hospital on 11th Street, and they desperately, at that location, need plastic surgeons and burn specialists. You just mentioned bridges, and let me tell you that the Tansy Bridge is open. Most New York City bridges into Queens.
Is that the Tappan Zee Bridge?
Yes. Right. Most New York City bridges into Queens are now open, except in Nassau County. They're stopping traffic headed into Queens from that direction for whatever reason. The 59th Street Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, and the Brooklyn Bridge all closed except to foot traffic as the exodus out of the city continues.
Back in D.C., all of the federal buildings, or most of them have been evacuated. The Beltway is at a standstill. I imagine lots of parents in D.C. are going through what you heard me go through with a moment ago on the air and then off the air, where my son wants to leave school. They won't let him leave without
the parents' permission.
Without parents' permission, and I'm in a weird
which is a good thing to do.
I'm in a weird position because I'm on the radio right now, and my wife was coming up this morning, taking the train to New York. She got to Newark, and I finally got her on her cell and said,
"Glad you were able to do that.
Go back home."
That's great that you were able to do that.
So yeah, she's on her way back to take care of him. So I empathize with the parents who are now trying to get a hold of their kids. Cell phones are down. We've not had a problem with the internet for the most part here in Manhattan. Also, telephones are down throughout New York.
Right.
You can call us at 212-757-1027. And let's go to Mark, Buzz, unless you had something.
I just wanted to add that we've just heard a report that in the Middle East, Palestinians are firing their guns into the air and waving flags in celebration of what has happened.
Here I got Gloria in New York, who's going to tell you the same thing. Glory.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm actually online with my girlfriend, Siamata, and she can't figure out what station she's listening to, but they're saying that the Palestinians, I can't even talk, I'm so shaken up,
are celebrating
in the street, chanting God is great and handing out candy. It's 87.7 there in Florida.
Bastards.
Can you believe it?
Yes, sad to say I can believe it.
Doesn't of course mean that they're responsible, but they certainly are celebrating.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Vernon in Staten Island. This guy saw the plane. Of course, I think we all saw the plane. But Vernon, what else did you see? Vern, Staten Island.
Hi,
you're on the air. NEW.
Yeah, I was at the auto yard working. I saw this plane come by, right?
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I know this plane ain't going to hit that second building.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was going, the helicopter was next to the plane. And as the plane impacted into the second building, the helicopter kept going.
Well, now, keep in mind, at the time that the second plane hit the World Trade Center, mm-hmm. you had Channel 7, Channel 2, mm-hmm. Channel...
It wasn't a news helicopter.
It wasn't a news helicopter.
No, it wasn't.
Well,
it was like it was escorting to make sure, it hit.
Well, I didn't see that on any of my coverage, Vern, but
that's why might have been a police helicopter. That's why I called.
Could have been a police helicopter that was tracking.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Al. Al, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just a little shaken up about the situation. Family in New York and everything.
Right.
My main focus, though, is, he's done most of the damage he can do, But my fear is what else he has under his sleeve, because everybody knows you don't bring your big guns out to the fight, and he's done this. My fear is, yeah, he admitted it. He's going to go out. He's going to do what he has to do. My fear is what else is, you know, the worst is yet to come, you know?
All right, now, well, first I want to ask, when you say who, that's a rhetorical who, right? That we don't really know who the who is. And
exactly.
And second, I would say, God damn, I think the fact that the World Trade Center has been virtually taken down to the ground
completely,
and that the Pentagon has been attacked and that all these planes have been hijacked, I think this guy, who, again, we're just using this guy, he's shooting his load. I mean, this is...
You never know, and then that's what I'm afraid of.
God, I would pray that it couldn't get any worse than this.
And that's the thing about it. You know, my fear is, you know, everything going on, chemical warfare, everything going on nowadays. What else does this guy have up his sleeve? For him to do what he did, to take a piece of American history and just ruin it, you know, that's my phobia, you know?
Right. No, we're with you.
And you share that with a lot of my other Americans, especially people here in New York.
Yeah.
Gotcha, Al. Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it. You have a good day and be safe.
Thank you. We're trying. Let's go to Amy in the Bronx. Amy, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi. I just want to say I live all the way in the Bronx, and I can see clouds of smoke.
Yeah. Well, you know, not surprising. We had a guy call from Connecticut.
You see smoke all the way around the tri-state area.
Really?
Yeah, it's everywhere, huh?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It is. It sucks. Buzz, you have something, or are you just
monitoring?
Just a
couple of transportation notes for people in New York City who are trying to get to their loved ones or are trying to get out of the mess. All subway service and all PATH trains have been suspended. The outbound Long Island Railroad has just limited service at this point, and Metro North rail service is suspended as well.
Let's go to Mark from D.C. Been a while since we took a call from there. Mark, hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay.
First of all, I'm in a park in the middle of a field about a mile from the White House, a mile and a half from the Supreme Court, no big bangs. I can hear the probably F-16s in the air occasionally, but you can't see anything. But I want to make two comments.
Sure.
Regarding what you said earlier. One, I'm very happy the president we have in office. Part of that's due to the fact that, what is it now, 8 years ago, we had another president in office.
Yeah,
and
you
in
know
the past 8 years...
I'm going to stop you because this is not the day for a political agenda.
Irrelevant. I was just asking a rhetorical question about if you feel confident.
Don's comment had nothing to do with politics.
I mean.
You know,
I don't want to make this the Rush Limbaugh show.
This is not a day for that.
Not.
My friend, let me tell you something. It is not a day for a political agenda.
Yeah,
we have to pull together today.
What Mike said is true. It doesn't matter if it's Clinton or it's Bush.
It doesn't matter.
You got to get behind whichever dope is the president. Right.
And that's exactly what I'm saying, and I'm not
necessarily
a supporter, but it makes me happy. We've had 8 years.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
That's very clear.
Sean Hannity with that. He just started a new show. He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, talk about lack of perspective.
Hello, Rich. You're on the air with Don and Mike on NEW, JFK.
How you doing? This is Rich from East Meadow.
Yeah,
what I want to say is Channel 5 News, we just went into DEFCON 5.
Well, now, if Channel 5 reported it, can we believe that? Isn't that the Fox station?
Right.
Yes, that is. DEFCON 5.
Could that just be a tie-in because they're Fox 5? Does you want to say we moved to DEFCON 5?
You never know.
And how would Channel 5 know if we moved to DEFCON 5? I mean, right?
I have no idea.
Isn't that like a secret inside the Pentagon?
Unless they have the source of the Pentagon, I don't see how.
It's amazing.
All right. Los Angeles International Airport is also closed. Mm-hmm. Every airport in America.
Right. All of them.
Is closed. Let's go to Alex in Virginia. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Alex calling from Arlington.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
How you doing? Listen, I was a defense, I do defense contracting out of the Pentagon. I was actually there at about 9:10. I was actually pulling into the security guard gate, and I actually heard it was unbelievable. I'm still, like, shaking up. It was crazy. I mean, this is, like, I don't even want to get into, you know, this whole thing, but you guys are right. Everyone should put their American flags out today.
I mean,
our nation needs to come together.
That makes you feel better. I think you should do that.
I mean, I'm serious.
I'm serious too. I agree with you. I really do agree with you. I think you deal with a situation like this, and you do what you can to get through it. And if that helps, I'm all for it.
I mean, I was right there, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm still shaking up. I just hear you guys on the radio. I'm still stuck in traffic here. I mean, I'm coming up. I live out in McLean, Virginia, and I've never experienced anything like this. And I know other countries, you know, deal with this on a day to day basis as far as explosions and things like this, and it's ridiculous that the amount of money that our government has and the amount of money that our military has that, you know, we can allow people internally to do things like this. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
And, you know, that is a good point that Gaia makes. That recently, I don't know, where was it? Palestine, where they had the bombing?
Yes. They've had so many
bombings. The relationship between Israel and
Palestine.
And
it was at the pizza place that said all the malls. It was a Cerro, is that the name of the
Sparrow.
Place?
Sparrow,
right. Sparrow. You know, you see that, and it doesn't happen here, and you see that. And
you feel detached.
I remember watching it, and my only connection with it was, hey, that's a pizza place that I could go to in the mall. Hey, isn't that like when you go to a foreign country and you see a McDonald's.
Right. The world is a smaller place, and I think we've learned that today.
Yeah, let's go to Martin. Hi, Martin. You're on with Don and Mike on WNEW.
I just read a book on basically, you know, the jihad and the holy wars, and everything comes down to significant numbers. And today is 9/11, 9/11.
Right, we've heard that.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah.
And 2011, so I wasn't sure if you guys heard that yet or not, but I just wanted to bring your attention. That is how the jihad work, and that is basically a holy war, and they picked today for that reason.
All right, thank you. The second United flight that was down.
The segment that went down?
Right. Yeah, they just had something on, I just saw it on TV. It was from San Francisco to somewhere.
That was the supposed destination.
They were concerned about another flight. Do we have any information on that?
There's no update on that flight that United was concerned about. Let me see what I can find out is the latest. That would be flight 175 from Boston to Los Angeles, the United Airlines flight.
All right, let's go to Tom in D.C. Tom, hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike, so.
Hi.
Hey, hello, your listener here. I'm in D.C. I work for the World Bank and the IMF.
Right.
And I'm just getting out of town back to my home. What I have to report from D.C. is that the case is pretty similar to New York City. The only thing that runs smoothly is the metro. Besides three stations being closed in the National Airport area, everything else is running smoothly.
Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
That's the only way to get out of town, but if you want to stick with me for another second, I'm just going to quote Mike here and say why we can all get along.
Yeah,
there you go. Although I think Mike stole that from Rodney King, but yes, why can't we all get along?
And you know, listening to him, and you know, I do hope that you know, when we're dealing with this, that we focus on the individuals that did this. You know, because in any place, in any country, the vast majority of individuals are not the type of people that would condone or do something like this.
Right.
You're talking about the work of evil, unspeakable evil, and I think you have to remember that. You really do.
But you also have to balance that with the fact that if we're going to see reports set out in the news of a nation of people, even if it's isolated in a city, dancing, eating candy, celebrating the fact that this happened, then that's when you got the moral dilemma, when you're thinking, okay, now everybody in the country certainly doesn't feel this way if they're responsible. But what about the bastards that are on TV eating candy because they've blown up the World Trade Center?
You have to take that into account.
All right, let's go to, who am I going to here? I don't know. It doesn't say. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep your radio down, please.
Sure. Well, I'm a dispatcher for a trucking company here next to the Dulles Airport.
Right.
And right now, from what I can see, there's a lot of Army aircrafts flying in and out this area. Fairfax County has been, for the school system, they're letting everybody go out an hour early, but it's like a lot of traffic and a lot of like panicking around here as well.
Yeah, it's nuts. I was just during the break on the phone with my kid, just telling him just leave school now, because I got to imagine that eventually, I mean, voluntarily or not, the Beltway is going to be shut down.
Well, as I see on your screen, that United also confirmed the crash of Flight 175. That was from Boston to Los Angeles, and that was one of the planes that they were concerned about?
Absolutely, and let me add to that United doesn't know where the plane went down. They know that there were 56 people on board, but Flight 175 from Boston to Los Angeles is down. We just don't know where.
Buzz, let's go to Jeff. Oh, did you lose him? We had a guy who was at National Airport who said they just brought a plane in, that the fighters just brought a plane down to the ground. Now, again, that's unsubstantiated. That was a guy who was on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if it's true or not.
Well, if it is true, we should be able to get that information as soon as possible.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on WNEW, WJFK. Hello.
Hi.
Your cell phone's breaking up, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? Now I see Kennedy Space Center has been shut down. Mm-hmm. I said this, and not kiddingly before, I wouldn't be surprised if they closed down Disney World.
Right, tourist locations.
Yeah.
Gathering places.
Disneyland, you know, MGM Grand, all that stuff. Yeah, hi, go ahead. Let's see if we can hear you.
I just heard reports that maybe the water they thought had been contaminated. I wonder if you heard anything about that.
The water?
We have not heard that, honey.
No, that's
okay. It might have been a rumor. I thought I'd ask you.
We had a caller who mentioned it. We mentioned that the Centers for Disease Control had been looking into the possibility of some kind of biological warfare, but there have been no reports that any of that has happened. If I can jump in here, Don, with the we're talking the blood donations earlier in Hudson Valley and the Bronx, to find out where you can donate blood, call 914-339-5525. In Long Island, on Queens, 516-478-5012. In Manhattan, 212-468-2030. In Brooklyn and on Staten Island, 212-468-2186. In New Jersey, 732-220-7004. And the number for the Red Cross anytime, 877-RED-CROSS. We'll repeat those numbers later if you need them.
All right, let's go to Brian from D.C. Brian, you're on with Don and Mike, NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing today?
All right, my friend.
Well, listen, I work in the mall right across here from Pentagon City, and we've evacuated the mall as well.
Right.
The whole building shook when we felt it. It was a terrible tremor, but all the highways are closed in this area. 395 is closed northbound. It's impossible to get on 395 south or anywhere near Washington and Reagan National Airport. So it's a terrible tragedy in the U.S. today. I got to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Let's go. We do agree. I'll go to Sharon. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Southern part of Manhattan.
Okay. Got Mayor Giuliani right now.
As possible. We've been in communication with Governor Pataki, who's...
I'm listening to Mayor Giuliani.
They've gotten the National Guard ready, and they're going to come in and relieve us a little bit later in the day. And we've spoken to the White House, and the urban search and rescue teams will come here also to assist us. But right now, it's the New York City Police and Fire, EMS, that are down there trying to evacuate as many people as we possibly can. And we've asked everyone to leave Lower Manhattan, if they can, on their own, so that it relieves our efforts. And this will be going on all day. It's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
It is that. Mr. Mayor, can you tell me, is it a... Are people panicking down there? Or
no, people... I was there right in a building that got hit by the debris when the first tower collapsed. So I had to evacuate with people. And we were trapped in the building for a while. And we finally were able to get out. And we all walked north. And people, everything that I observed, even though it was hundreds, maybe in some cases thousands of people that were walking out of the street, they were orderly, they were calm, they handled themselves really
and
probably better than anybody had any right to expect.
And Mr. Mayor, we were told one of the problems, and Lord knows there are hundreds of problems, one of the problems was that a large number of police, fire, EMS personnel have also been injured in this. Can you shed any light on that?
I don't even want to contemplate what the number will be. But when the building collapsed, we had a lot of our police officers and firefighters in the building, and I know many of them because I saw some of them go in because I was there, and I'm praying for them. I just hope they're able to get out.
I think we all are.
The losses to our police department and fire department,
sir,
are going to be severe.
Do you believe that was there another set of explosions that caused the buildings to collapse, or was it the structural damage caused by the plane?
I don't know. I saw the first collapse and heard the second because I was in a building when the second took place. I think it was structural, but I cannot be sure.
And can you tell us how many hospitals in the city and perhaps outside the city, all of them?
Right now, at last count, we were utilizing over 50. I think it'll be over 100 by the... And that was as of a half hour ago.
All right, that is New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Let's go to Jeff, who is at National Airport now. Jeff, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello. Jeff.
Oh, what am I doing? Hold on a second.
Hold on. Which one do you want me to take? The one that says San Antonio's on fire or the guy at National Airport? Okay, Jeff.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi. Is it Jeff at National Airport?
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm sitting on Route 1 going south.
Yeah.
And it looked like a Learjet. I'm not sure what kind it was, but it was coming from the south into the airport. Had two fighter jets, one in front and one behind of it, that we kind of took it right down to the ground, and then you couldn't see anything
else.
We
don't have a confirmation yet whether that's the D.C. police plane that had been hijacked before.
We don't know. All right. Thank you very much. Sharon. Hi, Sharon. I'm sorry. We started to go to you when we went to Mayor Giuliani there.
That's all right. I'm still here. I can't believe this, man. I'm, like, stressed out. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's awful. There's
no doubt. Really sick, man.
Stressed out would be the word that would apply to everybody in this room and everybody in the city of New York and Washington.
I can't believe that the mayor was in one of the buildings, much less, man.
Yeah, I did too, Doug. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, have mercy. What is the world coming to, man?
I don't know, honey.
What is it coming to?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Gotcha. Sharon, hold on. Let me check and see if Mayor Giuliani's still speaking. Hold on.
All right.
East and then north, which is essentially the way I walked out. I was right below the World Trade Center when it collapsed, and then we walked up to Greenwich Village. People should walk out of Lower Manhattan, get above Canal Street, for safety reasons, but for a second reason. We need people out of there so we can get thousands of ambulances in and out over the course of the next couple hours. And the fewer people we have there, the more lives we're going to be able to save.
Mr. Mayor, are the subways operating?
The subways are operating outside of Manhattan. Outside of Manhattan, the subways are operating. A couple of delays here and there, but in all the other four boroughs, the subways are operating. In Manhattan, there are significant delays. We thought we had the Lexington Avenue open, but it is not. I'm just checking right now. The Lexington Avenue is not open. The A train is working, and people will just have to test and see. The best thing to do right now is to walk. The safest and best thing to do is to walk to your destination. Where schools have remained open, and we've worked with the chancellor to try to make certain that the schools will remain open for as long as they have to help parents with the kids that would be coming home, you know, starting at around 1 or 2 o'clock.
All right, that's Mayor Giuliani, and again, his message in essence is to be calm.
And get out of Lower Manhattan.
Evacuate Lower Manhattan. Buzz.
He was talking about walking out of Manhattan. There are some buses running, believe it or not, in Manhattan above Houston Street. Buses are operating in each of the four remaining boroughs, but are experiencing, of course, traffic backups in many locations. And on the governor's direction, no fares are being collected in an effort to try to help get people out. And for those many, many, many people who had people or knew people in the World Trade Center buildings where there were thousands of casualties today, Morgan Stanley, one of the financial firms located there, has set up a hotline for finding out about the status of family and employees. And that Morgan Stanley hotline for people in the World Trade Center, 888-883-4394. That's 888-883-4394.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WNEW New York, WJFK, Washington, D.C. I don't know how many of our network stations have joined us. Obviously, we're not doing our regular show. We're here in New York where the World Trade Center was hit today with two terrorist planes. Washington, D.C., the Pentagon, a plane ran into the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
The mall's on fire. There have been various plane hijackings. Planes have been crashing. We got a guy here now who, unconfirmed, is going to say, what's he going to say, that San Antonio's on fire? Chris, how do you know San Antonio?
Could that be where the plane went down?
Well, yeah. I have a stepdaughter who lives down there, and on their local news channel down there, they have a hemisphere tower, which is similar to a Space Needle in Seattle. It's not as high.
Right.
And there was a bomb that blew up there, and that's on fire. And also they have a federal financial building that's on fire. And she said all the Air Force bases, Lackland, Randolph, and there's one other base there that I'm not sure of. There's a lot of activity going on down there.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see if we can get a confirmation on that.
If that's true, that's where it starts to get...
Mm-hmm.
Harry, I mean, right. If it's just New York and D.C., that's awful. But now, don't you think even now that we've been on the air a couple of hours, as bad as it is, we've kind of adjusted to the fact that this is the crisis, that it's New
but
York,
I haven't.
And it's D.C.? No.
I feel really what that one caller said, and I feel this too, and you had mentioned it before, you know. My question that's right in the front of my mind, is this over right now? Is this over? Obviously, you know, if this is true, what happened in San Antonio.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not over yet.
If it continues... to San Antonio, then where in America right now, can you be safe?
Exactly.
Is there anywhere to be safe?
You mentioned earlier they should close Disney World. In fact, they have in Orlando, Florida. Disney World is closed. And also, again, addressing something you mentioned, the Immigration and Naturalization Service has put U.S. borders with Mexico and Canada on the highest state of alert.
Gee, do you think? Okay, let's go to, don't got a name here, just a line on hold. Don and Mike Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
Buddy of mine. Thank God, missed work today. He finally got in contact with one of the guys at his building. He said right before the building collapsed, people were just diving out the windows.
Yes. Yeah, we heard that is an awful thought.
Unspeakable.
My older brother from Anchorage told me that things ain't so hot in Washington either for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, we're here today. We're in New York today.
Oh, thank God. Well, not really.
Well,
hey,
not
you
really.
Know what? I'm so, like, nervous.
I know. Don't worry about
over
it.
My words.
Don't worry about
my
it.
My heart and prayers go out to all these families.
I mean, it's bad in both places.
Yep.
Thank you. I want to go to Tommy, speaking of D.C., who is in the evacuation. Virtually everybody in D.C. is being evacuated now. Is that true, Tommy? Hi.
Yes. All I have to say is that the bridges have an outgoing direction leaving D.C. The Canal Road, the road that follows Potomac across to Maryland, has one direction. The
right.
Police is trying to send people out back to the suburbs.
Oh, I got you. So what they're doing,
right.
Canal Road, which they normally make either inbound or
mm-hmm.
outbound, right now they've probably turned both those lanes outbound to get everybody the hell out of the city. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Buzz, you got anything?
There have been a number of pieces of good news. As Mayor Giuliani said, people were not only not panicking, they've been helping each other in unbelievable ways. And I'm very pleased to report that the kids were evacuated from that daycare center at the World Trade Center.
Ah.
They got out safely.
All right, now there's a bit of good news. There you go. Let's go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? I can't believe that this is going on. The mayor was in the building.
Is this the same woman that called
Sharon,
us before?
Sharon, I thought I hung up on you, honey. She said the exact same thing she
yes,
just
said. Yes, she did. That was the same woman.
A lot of people in shock.
Same thing she just said. I guess I just put her on hold.
Right.
Chris, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on with Don and Mike, NEW and JFK.
Hey, I just wanted to say that everyone in New York knows somebody who worked in one of those two towers.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable to watch them fall like that.
And what freaks me out is, and I think I said this earlier to Mike and to Buzz and all of you guys listening, is not today or tomorrow, but whenever they come up with the final figures
mm-hmm.
of how many people in the World Trade Center alone,
you know, you heard Rudy
were killed.
You heard Rudy Giuliani said before. It's you know, it's unbelievable what the numbers are. I don't, you know what? I don't look forward to hearing those.
No,
numbers.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I don't either.
I know we're here doing our jobs and we're trying to provide people with information, and it's nice to hear the good news. But the sick feeling I get in my stomach is knowing that as this continues and as more information comes in. This isn't going to get better. This
yeah.
is going to get a hell of a lot worse. We're at the very beginning of this.
No, I think you're right. Thank you. Let's go to Bob in Sacramento, California. Bob, hello. You're on with Don and Mike.
How you doing? I'm out here in Sacramento, and just glad I'm not on the East Coast. You guys are taking the brunt for us.
Well, now, listen, I mean, and yeah, you're lucky.
Don't get happy.
Yeah.
True.
But you never know.
We've got a heads up on it. Anyway, hey, don't you think the crew could be involved in that? They'd have to be somehow, don't you think?
Not necessarily, not in a hijack situation, but anything's possible at this point.
You never know, and that's what, you know, there are going to be investigations on top of investigations to find out what the deal is. This, you know, because there are people that are breathing right now that probably had something to do with it.
I would give, I think for the most part, the crews and the people on the planes, the benefit of the doubt with the thought that we had before someone called and said the reason the plane probably crashed outside in a suburban area of Pennsylvania rather than in a city was because the passengers and the crew
or the pilots
right. revolted against the guy and said, you know what,
sure.
you can kill us
right.
but you can't make us kill
right.
a bunch of innocent people
right.
but to override those controls you got to know a lot of technical things about the plane.
To override the controls all you got to do is get behind the guy and put a gun in his head.
That's how you override the controls
and say take this plane where I tell you.
So you never know what happened and that's speculation. You know, something that's something where you probably won't know the answer.
Four planes, two airlines. It's hard to say.
Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, hi, you're on with Don and Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
My wife works for Suffolk County District. Am I breaking up?
No, you're doing all right.
Okay. She works for Suffolk County District School, and they're calling the kids whose parents worked on Manhattan. you know, calling down and talking with him and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awful thing.
It sure is.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. And again, I can relate to this. You know, my kid called from a high school in Maryland, called to measure, Dad, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, is Mom okay? Mom is coming up to New York today. I can only imagine if you're a kid and your mom or dad worked at the World Trade Center or anywhere near. Bart doesn't have any idea where NEW is in relation to that.
Right.
But imagine, and you know, and I think what this guy's saying is true, that the people from the school, and that's another awful thing to do, to call the kids in and say, listen, we don't know if your mom and dad are okay, but...
And that's going to happen at schools all over the New York area.
And it's an impact for America, but I mean, the kids themselves, you know, they're young, they don't really know about the world. Yeah.
And between the two towers on a normal day, now many people have been evacuated, and it's important that we say that, but on a normal day, anywhere from 40 to 70,000 people work in those two buildings.
Right.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ben from Brooklyn on Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. I think it's a terrible tragedy. I think now America could feel what it's like for other countries that have to deal with this every single day.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and I think that they'll realize that restraint and stuff like that is just nonsense when you're dealing with terrorists.
Well,
they're just getting concessions all the time, and they feel good about it. They keep on doing it.
Well, don't you think, though, I mean, I don't disagree with anything you just said, and I think we should have retribution and go after the individuals who did this, but you got to find out who they are first.
You know, and you
I know.
You say to yourself, how much of this is a result of the escalating tensions when you look over in the Middle East and you see that there has been such an escalation of the violence and the bombings and the retribution and the revenge, and this happens now when we're in the middle of that. And you have to ask yourself the question, though, is that the way? I mean,
if we go and we
try to find revenge...
I know what you said. Are we then asking for it again?
Are we asking for it again?
10 times on top. But on the other hand... Do you just take it?
Do that either, can you?
No, you can't.
No, but
Hold on, sir. Let me just say this.
Right.
What I really think, and I've said it again and again and again, is you get into a situation where we have to be prepared to protect ourselves in a better way than we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you fight this kind of enemy. I don't think it's possible. I think
it is.
The way you fight this is you protect yourself as best you can.
Yeah,
I don't think that security and the way our borders are set up right now, I don't think that's going to be the same ever again. That's going to change.
Let me ask you, because I feel both sides of this. Now, let's say, though, that I'm talking to you on the phone. What's your name? Ben.
Ben, yeah.
All right, Ben, let's say that we find out it's country SPIWAC, for lack of a better country.
All right.
That it's someone from country SPIWAC.
Right.
Are you advocating that we go in and nuke them, that we bomb the crap out of them?
No. I think we stop all funding to all terrorist nations. Every nation that funds a terrorist, you don't say they have a worthy cause. They don't have any worthy causes. All right? You stop all funding. You stop calling them militants, and you call them terrorists.
Say that, but then you look at that and you say, "Well, they're going to get funding from other countries." You know,
but at least you don't show support for them. You don't tell them that they're poor and they're being occupied, and that's why it's right.
You know,
for
it's
them.
Weird. Do you feel like I
right,
do? It's just weird to get political on a day like this. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter those people. You know, that have family in the world.
Are you right, Buzz? We don't know who did it.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Right now, all signs point to country SPIWAC.
Right.
As far as I'm.
Get them, boys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on.
Your radio down.
You got to turn your radio down. You want to be on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Now I see on CNN, they do have footage of the United Airlines passenger jet that crashed near Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They show a rubble in a forest area. And that's where, at least the speculation here, is that the crew or the passengers,
someone, you know, brought that plane down before it could do damage, or perhaps the terrorists themselves might have been at the controls. You never know. I mean, it's impossible to tell.
But you got to think, if they're close to Pittsburgh, that they were going to aim somewhere in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you never know.
Somerset, Pennsylvania, I believe, just southeast of Pittsburgh.
About 15 miles away.
United Airlines Flight 93 headed from Newark to San Francisco.
Gotcha. Hello, you're on the air.
Am I on the air, guys?
Yeah, you are. Hi.
Listen, hi. How you doing? Listen, my prayers go out to all the families involved. I hope I don't find out of any friends who were lost. But I just wanted to say, this didn't take 2 months to plan. You can talk about the escalation in the Middle East, But this definitely was a long time in the planning.
Yeah.
Oh, and listen, that's one of the first things that that I thought when these things started happening, like dominoes falling. I mean, when you've got two planes within 10 minutes knocking out both of the World Trade Centers, and 15 minutes later, a plane that attacks the Pentagon, and then the thing on the National Mall, and then the plane going down in Pittsburgh. No, absolutely, this is somebody who's planned this out for months and years.
You can't do something like this at the same time, simultaneously, without having a plan.
Gotcha. Lanny, hi, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Don, Mike, I'm dying listening to these little people just saying, oh, no, stop the funding. Don't give them any money. Bomb them. Kill them. Make them suffer like we're suffering. I cannot believe people are just saying, oh, no, it's okay. It's not okay.
You know,
kill these people.
I tell you, you know, everybody's angry. Everybody's feeling strongly. But I got to reiterate to you that this is not the day to get political about this. This is the day to say prayers for the people that have lost lives in the World Trade Center.
And I'll say on behalf of Lenny, I agree with what you said.
Right.
But I say also that they're, you know, I feel to an extent the same way she does. I mean, you're lashing out. You don't even know who you're really lashing out at.
Exactly. Right? That's the frustrating thing.
And you're lashing out in part because you feel the way that you just said.
You know, this woman says bomb them, and you say, who?
Right, but
who's
but
responsible?
But at this point, you're not rational. You're thinking, well, I don't know who.
I know.
But just find out who, and then bomb the crap
and
out of
And you know what?
Them.
And I also ask the question, can we find out who? Because obviously, this is the second time this has happened, and this time on a biblically tragic scale.
Right.
And, you know, can we ever find out who did it?
And Buzz has already said three people have taken credit for it, two groups have taken credit for it, so we may never know.
Carmine. Yeah. Carmine, hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I was just letting you guys know, I don't know if you have contact with CNN over at your studio there.
I'm watching it right now.
A couple hours ago, when it first started, there were a couple of different PLO groups and Palestinian groups that were claiming responsibility, but somebody came through that was involved, I forget who it was, said that Osama bin Laden supposedly gave the United States warning 3 weeks ago that something of this sort was going to happen on American soil.
You know, you're not the first person to tell me that. My doorman at my building told me that.
So there was a warning.
As I was walking out. Now I don't know if that's true, if that's something that's been perpetuated in the media.
Well, from what I understand, after the hit at the Pentagon, this all came to light because there was a couple of people that were involved with national security that came up and started talking about how they had heard that supposedly through different sources, and they didn't want to verify, you know, who the sources were, as usual.
All right, but hold on. Let's stop for a second and say that this is true, that Ben Laden said that this is going to happen.
Right.
Unless he gave you a date and a time, unless he said on September 11th at 8:45.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way, yeah.
How are you going to plan against that?
Yeah, there's no way to plan against it.
You can't.
And they make those warnings or threats all the time.
All right, let's go to Joel. Joel in Brooklyn. Hi, Joel. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW.
Hello.
And JFK. Hi. How are you?
How's it going?
Okay.
What you guys are saying that we don't know who to go after. I just watched 3,000 people dancing in the streets. They're thrilled that we just lost 50,000 people. I think we know who to go after.
All right. Thank you. And you know what? Listen, I
understand that. I mean, if you see people celebrating this, you have to understand that. Of course, that's a normal feeling.
When we had the person call and say the Palestinians were eating candy bars, throwing candy to kids, that they were happy this happened. Yeah, that's a pisser.
Right.
I mean, that's beyond a pisser. Anthony, hi. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
They showed the report that the Palestinians were all celebrating in the streets like a big parade.
Right.
Over this.
Yeah.
It's just so tragic. And I just remember my brother works in the Pentagon with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope he's okay, man.
I hope so, too. My dad can't get a hold of him yet.
Yeah, you know, the phones are impossible.
Sure.
It's very hard.
Everybody wants to talk about this.
Everywhere. Hello, oops. Hello.
A couple of updates for you. First of all, United Airlines has now grounded all of its flights worldwide. And this is, if you stop and think about it, it becomes obvious the first time in the history of American aviation that all air traffic has been stopped.
It also showed you really how huge this is.
The scale of this. Exactly. And, you know, the scale, the human tragedy of this when all the pieces come together. It's
the planners of this are getting exactly what they had hoped for.
They've shut down the world.
D.C. and closed in the District of Columbia all the above-ground metro trains now, as well as all the federal buildings we mentioned earlier, the museums, the monuments, and all of the embassies along Embassy Row.
Why would they close
as well?
In D.C., why would they close the above-ground metro but not the below-ground metro?
I don't know the meaning of that. All I know is what I'm being told.
All right.
Here. Take the southeast-southwest freeway to get out of D.C., I'm being told now. VRE and MARC are shut down in the District of Columbia.
You think New York is a mess right now. It's going to be as big a mess in D.C. today.
Absolutely.
Getting out of there.
We don't want to understate that, although, you know, we're here where the incredible tragedy of the World Trade Center towers collapsing has taken place because of a terrorist attack.
Let's go to Barbara in the Bronx. Hey, Barbara, hi. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing okay.
Hi, I just first off want to say I really feel bad about what's happening and what's going down. But it's kind of crazy over here as well. I work in a clinic in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And we're in a state of emergency ourselves over here. We're on standby for, like, Lincoln Hospital.
Right.
So that if anything happens, you know, we're ready for them.
Well, our prayers are with you to be strong, because obviously you're going to have a long day and probably a long couple of days.
We're having a long day as it is.
All right, hang in there, Barbara. Our phone number is 212-757-1027. That is the only phone line that we can get to work. I know it's long distance, but that's the only line you can reach us on Buzz.
Yes, I was just going to say that you've heard about these underground safe havens for government officials. A number of government officials, including Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, are in those bunkers now.
Oh, the caves!
As are many federal lawmakers and New York State lawmakers in Albany as well.
My dad, when he was a civil defense engineer,
mm-hmm.
for a long time, had some kind of special clearance, and if something like this ever happened,
right.
he had one of those passes to get into the cave. And I remember when I was a kid that my dad would kid us, saying, if it ever happens, I've got one pass to get into the cave, and I'll get in the car and leave you guys back here.
It's been up to the Greenbrier, and West Virginia would tell you also that that's one of those shelters they have for the executive and...
Johnny, go on.